Yeah, I was often wonder, you know, since
mm-hmm.
you are the first
mm-hmm.
Asian American
mm-hmm.
in the office, and like in Los Angeles especially, you are one of the only two there.
Mm-hmm.
How did the legislator respond to you when you were first introduced to them, or first they
mm-hmm.
met you? Were there any special surprise or?
Well, I just really can't remember offhand.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember any problems at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
No problems at all of being accepted. Because mm-hmm. actually, we offered a service,
mm-hmm.
and they needed the service.
So that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then why later you want to transfer to the attorney?
I wanted to get some trial experience.
Okay.
See, in this, the job with the legislature offered almost no trial experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did you get to transfer?
Again, a civil service. There was an opening, and they had an interdepartmental examination.
Uh-huh.
And so I took the exam, and I got on here.
Uh-huh. Were you pretty excited every time you got these jobs? No.
Oh, I think so. I think every time we received a new assignment, even within the office, every time I got a new type of assignment, an opportunity, for example, to go out of town to try a case, opportunity to argue a case in Supreme Court, or to try a new type of case. I mean, there's always a little bit of excitement, I think.
Uh-huh.
Doing something new and something different, something challenging.
Mm-hmm. So, can you describe your job, what type of jobs you do at the Attorney General's office? What's the functions of the office?
Well, when I was first hired to work for the Attorney General's office, I was put on a specific case. And I was one of the research attorneys on the case of Arizona versus California. This was the water rights case that had been in litigation for 6 or 8 years and was, as it turned out, was in continuous litigation for well over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And California ultimately lost the case.
Mm-hmm.
And our rights to a lot of the water in Colorado River, man, someday that's going to give us many, many problems. But I worked on that for about 3 or 4 months, and I really didn't transfer to do research.
Uh-huh.
So I kept asking for a transfer, and then there was an opening in the criminal side, so I was able to transfer over and do some criminal appellate work,
mm-hmm.
which is a different area, and I did that for another 6 months or so, and then I still wanted trial work, and from there I went into the trial division and
mm-hmm.
started trying cases,
mm-hmm.
and continued to try cases for the next 8 or 9 years before I became a judge.
Uh-huh.
Now, some of the work, aside from the criminal appellate work, the local district attorneys throughout the state normally prosecuted the criminal case, but once it went on appeal,
mm-hmm.
the Attorney General's office took the case and prosecuted through the Court of Appeal, the California Supreme Court, and the United States Supreme Court if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Another function of the office would be to represent all state officers and state agencies in their legal work.
Mm-hmm.
This would be handling cases, for example, we represented the Board of Medical Examiners
mm-hmm.
whenever a doctor was threatened with a loss of a license or any disciplinary proceeding, then the Attorney General's office would represent the Board of Medical Examiners in presenting cases to the hearing officers and through the courts.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other agencies would be the Dental Board, the nurses, real estate, brokers, contractors, cosmetologists,
mm-hmm.
cosmetologists, and barbers, I mean, this would be disciplinary boards.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other would be to defend state officers and state agents who are being sued for damages,
mm-hmm.
let's say auto accidents, or doctors in state hospitals who are sued for malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type. And then the others would be representing the taxing agencies for collection of taxes, representing the agricultural agencies on marketing orders. So it's a very, very good work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good general practice. Mm-hmm.
I see. So were you assigned to a specific area in this?
Yes. I started out working on the Arizona versus California case, then I went over to criminal appeals, then from there I tried cases in the for the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement.
Uh-huh.
And from there I went to I worked for the Bureau of Milk Control, Marketing, Agriculture.
Uh-huh.
Then I went into the administrative law,
uh-huh.
and then I did defense work of personal injury suits,
uh-huh.
defending highway patrol officers in false arrest cases, defending doctors on medical malpractice, defending judges in lawsuits against them. Defending, or even had a plagiarism case where a highway patrol officer was being sued for having allegedly stolen someone's idea for a television program. So he got into a plagiarism suit one time. And we had the election cases. I handled the work for the office on elections.
Mm-hmm.
I argued the case of Christian Nationalist Party and Socialist Party versus Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
That case I handled from the Superior Court on up to Supreme Court. And it was a very varied practice.
Mm-hmm. But it varies from time to time. You had a special period that you worked for a special bureau, and then there's another time. Why there's a change from one bureau to another bureau?
Oh, well, I think...
was it assignment?
Well, this is... I always felt that a lawyer shouldn't stay in one particular area for too long. I mean, you can learn in a year or two or three years, you can pretty well master a field.
Mm-hmm.
And although you would not be as good in 3 years as you would be after 30 years, still,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather have a varied experience, you know, doing each thing 3 or 4 years and moving on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because there, even in the various fields, there's always something different.
Mm-hmm. So was that the general practice of the other colleagues, or is this a special, your personal interest to deal with different kinds of cases?
I think it varies. I think about half the lawyers found something they did well and they would stick with it.
Uh-huh.
We had some lawyers who did nothing but criminal appeals their whole career, you know, 25 years of it. Others would be in administrative law for 25 years,
mm-hmm.
and some would do condemnation work for 25 years. I just didn't like to do anything for 25 years, so I would prefer to have moved around.
Mm-hmm. So every time you decide to change, transfer, do you have to deal with a lot of the bureaucracies or
politics? No, generally speaking, you would just let it be known that, you know, you tell your supervisor that I'd like to do something else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, when there was an opening, then transfer you over.
Uh-huh, I see. And you did mention that you travel quite extensively to small towns.
Yes.
And, can you talk about the experiences of those traveling and the trial cases in the smaller town versus big cities? And mm-hmm. What's the differences of those?
Well, I think that by and large, I found that trying cases in the smaller communities was less formal.
Mm-hmm.
People were a little more friendly. Just the idea of being in a new community. For example, not all, for example, I tried some cases in San Diego. I tried some delightful cases in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
where the surroundings were nice, you know. And cases interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried cases in, let's see, San Diego. Santa Barbara, Fresno, Hanford, Visalia, Bakersfield, Fresno, San Bernardino, Ventura, and then I even tried a case up in Monroe County. Went there several times to hear silicosis cases up there. But it's always exciting to try a case in a different surrounding.
Uh-huh. How about when you get back to Bakersfield?
Mm-hmm.
Must be pretty exciting that when you went back to your own hometown. And what were the? I don't know if you had a chance to get back to visit your relatives there and let them know that. Well, not let them know, they wouldn't know why you were there and. What their response, they must be very proud of you.
Well, I was, because mother and dad lived in Bakersfield, I always enjoyed going back there to
mm-hmm.
Try cases.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went to school with the man who was the court, the county clerks. I knew the county clerk and many of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
The judge that
Mm-hmm. So it was rather even more friendly
mm-hmm.
kind of situation.
That's true.
Well, I was trying to ask also the general response
mm-hmm.
from the Bakersfield Chinese community, how they feel or how your father feel about you being able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
What was your father's remark when he learned that, gee, you know, you were able to do it? When the beginning, he wasn't sure.
Well, I have to say that my family and my friends in Bakersfield have been very supportive throughout my legal career. When I was first appointed, they threw they had a party for me
mm-hmm.
in Bakersfield, celebrating my appointment to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's 700 people at that party. And after I retired last year, they had a retirement party for me in Bakersfield. So,
uh-huh.
So really, it was a very heartwarming experience for me.
Uh-huh. Did your father make any sort of a remark? I'm sure he was very proud of.
Yes, I think he was. I know he was very, very happy that I. First became a lawyer and then a judge.
Did he ever give you any more advice as of how you would, although it's sort of far away from his view, that he would give you any advice, but general advice, like you already get there and you're getting the law view, you got appointed, and would he have any suggestions that now be aware that you have to, like as you were at school again, or you already grown up, more or less, you just enjoyed it, whatever you did.
Yeah, I think Dad was very pleased with my progress, let's say, in the law.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, he didn't, he didn't retire until mm-hmm. he was sure that I was going to be able to make a living at the law.
Uh-huh.
But after, I guess, I think he retired after I had become a lawyer for 4 or 5 years, and I guess
uh-huh.
he finally decided that it was time, so he did
uh-huh.
retire.
I see. So from the Attorney General Office, mm-hmm. and you were promoted to a higher position, is that correct?
Yes, well, from the Attorney General's office, I was appointed to the Municipal Court.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you also tell us about that appointment and what kind of job you did as a municipal
yes.
court judge?
This might be a good time for me to get my scrapbook out.
Okay. Now you're showing the LA Los Angeles Examiners on January the 24th, 1959, Saturday. There's news on new appointment?
Yes, I was appointed in January of 1959.
Uh-huh.
At that time, I was the first Chinese judge in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And there was a front page article in
mm-hmm.
the Examiner depicting the Dolores and the three children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. At that time, how did you feel? It was the most exciting moment.
I was just overwhelmed when I was received a phone call from the governor telling me that he was going to appoint me to the municipal court.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was very pleased with the response of the press. For example, the Examiner not only had a front page story with a picture, but they also had an editorial.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
There was an editorial
mm-hmm.
entitled Our New Judge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it said, Governor Brown's appointment of Deputy Attorney General Delbert Wong to seat on the Los Angeles Municipal Court recognized not only a distinguished lawyer, but the rising stature of Chinese Americans in
that's
the state's professional life. You know.
Very favorable.
Mm-hmm. The new jurist will be the first of his ancestry to preside over an American court.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's quite on.
I see. So, did you ever actually dream of being?
No, I never. All the time I was in law school, and even when I was in the Attorney General's office, I did not think it possible that I would ever be a judge. It just was just beyond the my expectations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was so surprised and so pleased when the governor did call me.
Mm-hmm. Did you have you were very surprised. You
mm-hmm.
didn't even have any sort of a idea that there might be one day the governor.
Well, I'll have to say that during the elections campaign
mm-hmm.
the preceding year, there was some talk
mm-hmm.
that the governor would make an appointment
mm-hmm.
of a Chinese. But that was talked during campaign, and I really didn't, in the first place, I wasn't sure it was going to come about, and secondly, I certainly didn't think I'd be the one to be selected, because
mm-hmm.
There were other lawyers in the state, too, who I felt could be well qualified.
Mm-hmm. How many lawyers at that time, Chinese-American lawyers, in the state, if you can?
I would say by 1959, there might have been 24,
uh-huh.
maybe 30.
Uh-huh. And what did they do? Most of them have private practice.
Well, by 1959, we had Chinese in public service, franchise and private practice. I think by 1959 in Los Angeles, we had, there might have been 8 or 10 lawyers, maybe 12.
Did you
I may be a little bit off in my
numbers
because I remember when I first came to Los Angeles in 1951, there was just one Chinese lawyer, and I was the second one. And then by 53 and 4, I think we had a few more, maybe 3 or 4 more, and then by the late 50s, and I would say there might have been as many as 30 or 40 coming to 30.
I see. For a lawyer, young lawyer, or just from school for over a little over 10 years, and was able to be appointed for the bench, was that rather sort of a...
It was unusual. I think back in the 50s, generally speaking, the lawyers who appointed the bench were in the 50s, or late 40s anyway. So I was appointed at age 38.
Will you be also one of the youngest?
I was one of the youngest ones on the bench at that time.
So it's not only because you're Chinese Americans that's really outstanding. All in all, you are very outstanding too because you were appointed at such a young age.
Yes, I think that in 1959, there weren't that many judges appointed in their 30s. Of course, that has changed in recent years.
Did you ever learn who gave the strong recommendations and to the governor?
I'll have to say that
I know it's from all
a large part of my good fortune had to do with the fact that my boss became governor. See, Edmund G. Brown, the governor, was the attorney general when I was on the staff. So I'd actually worked in his office for 7 years. And but all the time I was working in his office, I never dreamed that I'd become a judge. And that's why when he became governor, he took office early January, and he phoned me about his second week in office and called and said, would you like to be a judge?
That's really nice. And he knew you actually for so many years.
Yes, I worked in his office for, of course he was in San Francisco and I was in Los Angeles, but I would see him a few times a year. In fact, I remember the when I was first added to the staff in Los Angeles, his first trip into Los Angeles, he actually walked down to my little cubbyhole where I had my office and welcomed me aboard, you know. So, but that was very nice.
That's nice.
For the Attorney General to come and welcome a new lawyer on his staff.
I see. So when you were appointed, did you have any immediately thought of what is your responsibilities and how important it is for you and how you're going to perform in the future at the time?
Well, I think having had this opportunity to be a judge, I felt that I had to do my very best.
And did you set up another goal yet at that time to...
No, I really had nothing specific in mind. I think that I suppose that I was hoping someday to get on the Superior Court, but that was way, way far in the distance. At that time, the minimum age, minimum experience for municipal court judges, 5 years as a lawyer, and Superior Court was 10 years.
I see. So how about being a Chinese American? I know at that time you were already well known in the Chinese community, probably at the very beginning when you became a lawyer. And what was the significance of being having a Chinese American judge at that time, and how you look at that as your responsibility as a Chinese American to the Chinese community? Did you think of it that, or you just felt that it's a job that you should perform well?
I was fully aware of the fact that I was the first person of Chinese ancestry to become a judge in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize the fact that I had responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
not only as a judge, but as a member of the Chinese community, too.
Mm-hmm.
But along those lines, I was the first one of my Stanford graduating class to become a judge. I was the first one in my class.
Oh.
Which reminds me of an interesting sidelight.
Uh-huh.
I think we'll end on this note.
Uh-huh.
But at the time when I was going to school at Stanford, Chinese were not permitted to join legal fraternities.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese were not permitted to join medical fraternities.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, I was in medical school, I mean I was in law school, my roommate, Peter Yi, was in medical school.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were three Chinese, very unusual at that time, for three Chinese to be in the same class as Stanford Med School. So there was a Wong,
mm-hmm.
a Yi, and a Young, Y-O-U-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of them were pledged to the medical fraternity by the local chapter.
Mm-hmm.
All three names were submitted to the national.
Mm-hmm.
The national immediately objected to Yi and Wong, knowing they were Chinese. They didn't realize that Bill Young, Y-O-U-N-G, was Chinese. So he wasn't dinged. The
uh-huh.
Yi and the Wongs were told that they could not belong.
Mm.
So by the same token, when my name went up to the national fraternity, they rejected me. And another classmate of mine, Ken Einman, who was Jewish, was
mm-hmm.
also rejected. So, as it turned out, I was the first person to be appointed to the bench from our class by Governor Brown, a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken Einman was the first to be appointed by then-Governor Reagan. So he was so the first Republican to make the bench was a Jew, and the first Democrat
to make the bench
was Chinese.
Chinese.
Yeah. And neither of us belonged to the legal fraternity.
That's a lesson. Significant. You think we should end here today?
Good
thank you.
Mm-hmm.